Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:07, and you're listening to the final hour of the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Shock is in the newsroom, bringing us the latest on news, weather, and information. And Lindsey Brown is in the studio, my new producer, making sure that all of our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And she makes sure those commercials play so we can pay the bills at the end of the month. Now, I am broadcasting live. I am at We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury. It's an indoor playground for kids and teens who have autism and other special needs. It is a beautiful place. Today is free. They're open until 5. You can come by, have lunch. They've got, okay, y'all, I'm going to just tell y'all, they got about 15 pizzas in there. Y'all bring y'all kids by here so this woman don't have to take 15 pizzas home. Because I know she's going to try to give some of the pieces to me, right? They've got sandwiches. They've got chips. But more than that, they've got a safe place with that is beautiful with a lot of love, where kids with autism can come and run and stem and scream and yell and fall out and get back up and play some more and have a good time without being judged, and where they're safe. My kids got here before I did at 12 o'clock. They are still here. They are still going strong. They're eating up all these people's Chick-fil-A. They're drinking the juice. They're playing. They're taking a break, going to the calming station. They're playing some more. I had never heard of We Rock the Spectrum. And the owner here in at the Woodbury location, Josephine Martinez, was saying that it's a franchise. And so during one of the breaks, she introduced me to Dina Kimmel. And Dina is the CEO of We Rock the Spectrum, and apparently it's a franchise. So Miss Dina, I told her you're gonna have to take a break from your work girlfriend and join me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline and tell us all about this amazing idea that you came up with. Now, Dina, where are you from?
So I am from Los Angeles, California area, and that's how this all started back in 2000.
Okay, how did it all start?
Yeah, back in 2009, my son Gabriel was diagnosed after a long battle. As you know, many special needs parents out there, we have to convince our doctors that we know that something's going on. And gratefully, he got his diagnosis, but he had severe, severe sensory issues, which means going into the public was really difficult for him. So we were kicked out of at least 5 other indoor playground areas. And Gabriel has a sister who's not on the spectrum, and there was nothing inclusive for our kids. So I built the first We Rock the Spectrum Kids Gym in our home. And it was, I kid you not, it was miraculous. Being on that sensory equipment every single day, all of a sudden at 4 years old, my son began to speak. He began to interact with his sister, play. It was a miracle. I mean, it was like an awakening. And they said that my son would never talk. Well, now he's 17 and completely independent. Fast forward 14 years. But after about 6 months, I said to my husband, I said, listen, there's got to be other parents and families out there who need this, who need to know what a daily sensory diet can do for our kids. And like I said, most of our families are inclusive. So the gym is for all kids. So for kids without neurodiversities or physical diversities as well, right? So we decided to open up We Rock the Spectrum in Tarzana, California, like I said, in LA County. And within 3 weeks, we were packed. And I had people calling me saying, so when are you going to open one in this state and that state? And when are you going to open one in Australia? And I was like, oh, my God. I said to my husband, I can't believe this. Did I think of something that no one else had? You know, unbelievable. So I called a trademark attorney, always been a businesswoman myself. And I thought, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on? So I called him and he said, Dina, no, there's nothing else like that. You should trademark it. And I'm like, trademark? What does that do? So here we are now, fast forwarding 14 years later, 10 years of franchising with 176 locations. It's unbelievable. And I'm so happy to be here at the grand opening and we rock the Spectrum Woodbury. I mean, Josephine is unbelievable. She's really a powerful superwoman, six kids on the spectrum herself. And she needed this gym just for her family.
of course,
the community, right, as well. But that's also what this does. So we rock the spectrum. We're not a cookie cutter franchise. I mean, you met one child with autism. You've only met one child with autism. We're all different, right? All of our families are different. So what's great is each location has its own little flair on it. So for Josephine, she wants to do teens. And there's nothing for teens out here, right?
Nothing.
So she's got this amazing teen room, and she's going to do like carnival nights and game nights. And we even have locations that have hair salons in them, coffee shops. It's unbelievable. But it also, it gives a parent or, you know, a woman or a man or a family, it gives them a job. It gives them a career. Because let's face it, for me, I had to take a year off of work, and I was at home every day for Gabriel to get his therapies. Mm-hmm. But once I opened up We Rock the Spectrum in 2010, I moved all of his speech, his OT, and behavioral therapy in the gym, and that was the magic. All of a sudden, boom, the explosion of language. And being able to be in an inclusive environment is a key. If you put a child in a room and no one speaks, well, your child's never going to speak. If you put a child in a room where other kids are speaking, well, they're going to try and be like the other kids. So logically, of course, that makes sense. But still, there's still a lot of schools that are backwards and they don't include our kids. And definitely indoor playground areas, there's nothing inclusive out here. So now there is. And We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury. We're so excited.
Now, how many are there? What number is Woodbury? Is it, are we 15, 27, 83? How many We Rock the Spectrums are you up to now, Miss Dina?
I am so excited to say 176. I can't believe it.
Girl, shut up. Girl, wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, what city, so that as folks travel or, you know, folks listen to us online, I want to make sure they know if they got one in their town.
So go on. It's best thing to do is to go on WeRockTheSpectrumKidsGym.com, and we have a locations tab. And even on the Woodbury website as well, there's a locations tab. And we're also having Eagan in your state here opening up in about a month as well, which is not too far from here, about a half an hour away. Mm-hmm. But we're in 30 states. So that was my dream. You know, for the first 4 years of Gabriel's life, I was in home. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't take him anywhere. He was so dysregulated. Yeah. So I thought, what if I want to go to Hawaii? What if I want to take a trip? I'm not going to be able to. So guess what? We've got to re-rock the spectrum in Honolulu. So my family was able to go to Honolulu, and we were able to bring Gabriel to the gym so he can get his OT and sensory diet and then go have fun on the beach. It was great. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so grateful for this. Now, if there's anybody out there who has a child on the spectrum who has been hesitant about going out, because you know as well as I do how many libraries we've been thrown out of, how many movie theaters we've been asked to leave, how many parks did we leave and say, you know what, we're just going to stay in the house. We're not going out, because every
That's
time
exactly
we go
right.
somewhere, we get kicked out. I get embarrassed. People are looking at us. It's a I'm frustrated. It takes too much of an effort. This place is different. This place is unique. And I want you to speak directly to other mothers and fathers and grandparents and caregivers out there who have just decided they're not going out of the house no more. They're not going to make the effort. They don't even want to try.
Well, the first thing that I would say to them is our slogan. Our slogan is, we're finally a place you never have to say I'm sorry. And I'll never forget that day. I'm a big crier, so forgive me if I start crying. But this takes me way back to the beginning with Gabriel when he was 2 and 3 and being kicked out of restaurants, playground areas, and everything. And I remember saying to my husband, Gabriel's dad, I just want to, you know, find a place where I don't have to say I'm sorry all the time. And we were like, that's it. That's it. And so to everyone out there, there's no more staying in your home. Come on into a We Rock the Spectrum in your city, state, or country near you, and you will never be asked to leave, because we are here for your kids. We're here for all kids. And there's a place or a swing, anything for every child and for your, and for the parents. So the great part of We Rock is most indoor playground areas, the parents are sitting, the kids are running wild, right? That's not We Rock.
Yeah.
We're out there with our kids. They're going on a zip slider, a trampoline, and all of the OT sensory equipment holds up to 500 pounds. You can get on the equipment with your kids. It's dynamite. So there's no more being alone. You will never be alone again. the day you walk into a We Rock the Spectrum. So we are here for you. Absolutely. And I advocate my own self for time for free. So if anybody out there is having issues with an IEP or getting your son or daughter the services that they need, please feel free and to call in. Call in or email me directly at Dina@WRTSFranchise.com, and I'm here to help you as well as the rest of the team. Because what we do, you know, helping and providing an inclusive environment just begins in the gym. It's what we put out there in the world every day, too.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Dina, for creating this amazing opportunity for families in 30 states across the country, including Hawaii, and then for holding Jocelyn's hand to build this amazing indoor playground for families who have kids with autism. It looks like it's been here forever. It's what we didn't even know we needed. My kids have been here since 11:30, and they are not ready to go home. So whenever we go home, they're going to be good and tired and sleepy. Hallelujah.
They are having fun. I've seen them. They're adorable. Well, thank you so much for having me. And thank you again for just, you know, keeping, you know, spreading the word out there of inclusion, because that's what we're all about.
Exactly.
No child gets left behind.
No child gets left behind, and we're not apologizing anymore. Thank you so much, Ms. Dina, for sharing your dream with us. And you all stick around. There's more to come. Okay, so let me express how I'm feeling about this situation. Last year, I was so excited. Well, earlier this year, I was so excited because the movie Ezra came out. And you all heard me talk about it. I even interviewed some of the actors in the film. It was a movie about a little boy with autism. And in Ezra, starring Robert De Niro and Whoopi Goldberg, the parents of a little autistic boy were divorced and they were trying to navigate services. The father was in denial, and the mom and her new husband were trying to put the child into a special needs school and get him some medication. And it talked about the drama that happens behind the scenes when two people are trying to co-parent a child with special needs. And so I was happy and excited to see that finally our children, our special needs children, our autistic children got a movie, a major motion picture with actors and actresses that are household names, like the Robert De Niro, like the Whoopi Goldberg, right? And it was just so amazing to see. And I was just so glad that they are telling our stories. But it was not lost on me that the child with autism, Ezra, that the movie was based on, was a white boy. Right? His name in real life is William. I got an opportunity to talk to his parents. He actually has autism in real life. And that was something that the director, who I also talked to, wanted for this film, was an actor or who had autism to play the role of a child with autism. And so I appreciated that, right? That they weren't mimicking autistic characteristics. And so the movie was good, but it fed into the stereotype that only white boys get autism. Because what happens is, in the school system and in the school setting, and anybody in education will tell you this, unless they're in denial, is that when little white boys start showing signs that they have autism, immediately they get a diagnosis at the school. And they get an IEP, and they get the grace, and they get the extra time for tests, and they get the services, they get the resources, the parents get the education, they get connected to social services and county services. I mean, they get everything. However, when white girls or black girls or black boys or Latino children or Hmong children or Native children start showing those same symptoms, they don't get a diagnosis. They get disciplined. And so I've had it happen in my own family and in my own life. My daughter Cameron, who was autistic, would go to school and the teacher would tell me she just has a bad attitude. Why? Because she's not talking to the other kids. Well, how about maybe she can't talk? Well, you told me she was talking at home, but she won't talk at school. So we're going to put her in a class with the deaf children. Why would you do that? If she's in a class with deaf children, she's got no reason to talk. Well, she can learn sign language. And so here my child is labeled as having a bad attitude, when really she just had autism and she has some social anxieties. Another friend of mine, same thing. His daughter, he's a white guy. His daughter's white. Same thing. People say she's antisocial. She got autism. Have her tested. Sure enough, exactly what it was. My son Brandon was just labeled difficult. He won't listen or follow instructions. Everybody else in class is following along all on one accord, and he won't follow the schedule. We started school in September. Here it is, May, and Brandon still can't follow the schedule. Maybe he's got autism. Maybe he needs a diagnosis. Which is why all of the autism children's books I write, I put my whole brown family on the cover so that people can see that little white boys are not the only ones who get autism. They're just the ones who get the diagnosis and the grace. And in the meantime, our children get disciplined. They don't get the diagnosis. They don't get the grace. They don't get the resources, and they don't get the services. And when this goes on year after year after year, then all of a sudden they got a file and they're labeled a problem child. And then they get a reputation at the school. And before they can even set foot in the next teacher's classroom, she already has in her mind made up. He's going to be difficult. She's going to be difficult. So they're going to handle them a certain way. It's sad. It's really, really, really sad that it's this way, but it is. And so when I saw that there is another movie about a child with autism coming out, I thought, oh my God. Oh my God, there's a new movie about a kid with autism coming out. And I said, okay, I can't wait to see it. Because we're going to see Moana and it's probably going to be in the previews. This is great. Another little white boy. The Unbreakable Boy is the movie, about a little boy with autism. It's based on a true story. Comes out next year. It's called The Unbreakable Boy, starring Zachary Levi as the father of the disabled child. And Jacob Laval is the son. And Megan Fay, Patricia Heaton, Drew Powell, they all star in this adaptation of Scott Laurent and Susie Flory's book. It debuts February 21st, 2025, Universal Pictures. But another little white boy. Black families who have autistic children have a story to tell too. Now, I don't know where Bill Pollard is, because he's got this River Something Entertainment. And he puts out movies. He did the Beach Boys movie. He did another movie about a family that had a record deal and some brothers who were singing. He need to call me. Because we got a whole made-for-TV Lifetime movie situation going on over here. We got three kids with autism. Each one of them has a unique and inspiring story to tell. And none of them are white boys. Neither are Jocelyn's kids. My friend who opened We Rock the Spectrum with Barry. She's got six boys. They're all Hispanic. They all have a unique story to tell. We've got to start putting these stories out there so that the narrative does not continue to be that only white boys have autism. So that our kids could not just get disciplined, but get the diagnosis. So there's not a stigma surrounding it. so that we can get the access to the services and the therapies, so that we can have a fighting chance of improvement later in life. You know, if you look at the statistics on who gets diagnosed and who does not, who is getting resources and services and who is not, it's the disparities are through the roof. Amazing. So I said all that to say, Bill Pollard, I don't know where you at. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what is your next movie project, but I'm going to pray that the Lord put me on your heart and give you dreams about me and my children. If somebody shows you a copy of my children's book or an article that somebody wrote about me or sends you to my website, because we've got to start changing the narrative. It's not just little white boys who get autism. 1 in 36 children are on the spectrum. And a majority of those children are from communities of color. We'll be right back. It is 2:34. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of your show. Lindsey Brown is back at the WCCO Radio studios, making sure that our guests get in and out of the phone line on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Al Shock is in the newsroom, bringing us the latest on news and information. And I am live in Woodbury at We Rock the Spectrum. It is an indoor playground for kids with autism. Today was the groundbreaking. They opened their doors for the first time. It is free today. They've got about 15 pizzas. So if you are out and about in the East Metro and you have a child on the spectrum and you are looking for something fun and free to do and a free lunch, this is the spot for you. They're going to be open until 5. They're on Wooddale Drive. We Rock the Spectrum. Woodbury.com is the website where you can get more information. And I'll be here until 3. So come on down, say hi, hang out. Let's have a good time together. Bring your kids with autism to meet my kids with autism, and we'll have a great afternoon. And one of the things as a small business owner that I make sure I do is partner with other small women-owned businesses. We are all we got. And if we don't work together, nobody is going to work with us. And so I make it my business, and I'm very intentional about giving my business to women-owned businesses, just like me, who are employing people, who are paying their taxes, who are feeding their families, who are helping the community by employing folks. And so when I came over here to We Rock the Spectrum and I saw those signs, I knew immediately that Gina from Image 360 Woodbury made those outdoor signs. And I was like, I got to get my girl on the show so we can talk about Image 360 Woodbury and how this money is cycling through the community as small businesses work together. Gina, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Shaletta.
Now, talk to me about working with Josephine. Josephine is amazing. I came to know her a couple of years ago at a retreat for parents who have kids with autism. And she called you right away when she knew she was going to be opening a business, because like me, she's intentional about working with women who own small businesses.
Yeah, she did. What a great lady and what a great story. It's so much fun to see We Rock the Spectrum open, and so much fun to see your kiddos in there today, too.
Yes, and you were putting up the signs, and talk to me about Image 360, because you do more than just signs, the graphics, and you know, when people look at my billboards or my logo or my T-shirts or tote bags, any of the things that I have that I put out, any marketing materials, you do and design all of that for me. I kind of tell y'all what I want. I may make like a rough sketch or whatever, but y'all have gotten to know me so well over the years that you kind of know what I want before I even ask for it. It is an amazing thing. And when I came up and saw the signs and the quality of the signs, I knew immediately that was y'all. I knew that immediately. I was like, oh, that's Image 360. I know that work. I know that work anywhere.
Yeah, we do a lot of work around here, right? We do a lot of signage, graphics, whether they're on buildings, in buildings, floors, ceilings, vehicles, we do a lot of display work and a lot of custom storytelling too. So if businesses have a need to tell a story, maybe it's how they got started or what's the history of the business or the organization, we'll design and produce customized things like that. So we just did a big project for Today's Harvest up in Maplewood. Their very new location is opening this next week, and we're going to get to go up and see it all put together. I mean, it's been all over our computers for a couple months
now.
So, we do a lot of neat things like that, and it's all creative and it's all in the community, and so we love working with other community members too, just like you do.
And, you know, folks have seen us in our family's RV, which we're selling. And I know you're sad about that. I'm still looking for a buyer. You were like, no, you can't sell the RV. Girl, them kids are going to get on the plane. They're not going to drive me crazy on no 21-hour trip. No, ma'am. So we're selling the RV. So if anybody out there is looking for an RV to buy, y'all hit me up. But as people would see us going down the street, whether we were in Iowa or Kansas City or wherever, they knew it was us. I remember Neil Justin called me one time. He was like, are you on 35 heading south in Iowa? I'm like, how in the hell? And I forgot you made some amazing signs for us to put up to promote our children's books on there. Yeah. And so we would be at the gas station and people would just walk up to us and they'd be like, are you an author? You write children's books? I'm like, how do they know? Because I forgot they were on there. But all of those things, you know, as a small business owner, people often say to me, how does everybody know you? How does everybody know where you are? Oh my God, you're marketing and you're so successful. And I have to tell them, y'all have been the foundation for me. You have been on the forefront for me, whether it is creating the logos and graphics for my t-shirts or putting signs on the RV or making sure that I've got billboards and banners. I got a billboard right now at Huntington Bank Stadium at the Gophers games. It says ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Get your happy bag. And people are like, what in the hell is Shaletta doing? No, I didn't do that. I called Image 360 and I told them what I want and they sent it in. Talk to me about how important it is for small businesses. You know, because I'm going to just tell you, it's a sacrifice. Being a small business owner is really a faith walk because we don't know when we wake up from day to day who's going to call us, who's going to want to work with us, whether somebody's check is going to clear the bank or not, whether somebody is going to show up for work or not, whether that project is going to go through, whether that contract is going to get signed or they're going to renege on us. We don't know from day to day. And so it is a scary sacrifice to invest in marketing, to invest in signage, to invest in, you know, publishing stuff and putting your name out there because, you know, you can't really put your finger on that. Like if you buy 100 candles, you got 100 candles. If you buy 100 t-shirts to sell, you got 100 t-shirts. Billboards and signs and marketing and graphics and images and business cards and thank you cards. You can't really it's not tangible for a lot of people, but I see it in my own life, how making the sacrifice, spending the money and working with you has really tripled my business.
Oh, that's so sweet, Shaletta. I mean, we love what we do. And I got to say there's nobody we work with that works as hard as you do. I mean, you're out there all the time and doing what you need to do for your business and for your clients' businesses. And it's just really fun to see. I think the biggest and the most important thing for growing one of these small businesses is just putting in the time and being out there in the community. You can't sit behind a computer and just think it's going to happen. And if there's anyone who's a great example of that, it's definitely you. I mean, you're out there all the time and you can't be successful without it.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, when you're setting up booths and you're putting your table covers on there, you know, you can't be out there just by yourself naked. You know, you gotta have, you know, you gotta have your sandwich boards. You gotta have your banners. You gotta have your table covers. You gotta have your postcards. You gotta have your business cards. All that stuff is so vitally important so that as people are coming through, you know, at different events and pop-up shops, your table, your booth stands out. And that's we're going to need somebody like you to help us. Talk to me about the importance of that and having for me, it's just having one extra thing up on the competition or a leg up or something to make me stand out. I always want to stand out. And when I do, I call y'all.
Well, I think it's the brand recognition, right? So it's how frequently do people see that brand? And, you know, in my head, I can see your logo constantly. I can see the red and the gold, yellow. It's just having that repeated presence. And then also, I think the other big part is the professionalism of it. If you show up somewhere and you don't have professional looking items, it's a reflection of the work that your business might do. And you may be fantastic, and you may not have a website, and you may not do social media or have business cards or, you know, a professional looking booth for a trade show. But if you don't represent yourself in a very professional way, it's going to reflect on you. And I think that, you know, our job is to try to help get businesses known. And there's so many different ways to do it at so many different price points. You don't have to spend $1 million to make yourself look very professional. But it's your image. It's the first thing people see and learn about you.
Yeah. And it's so important because before, you know, I got to where I am today, you know, we were working and getting the word out there and getting the logos refined and defined and printed and the colors and changing. Yep. And fixing it up and doing different things. And then I'd get somewhere and saw somebody had something nicer than me and came back and redid it. And so, you know, it's a moving, breathing, living project as you grow your business. Yep. And, you know, I remember I thought I was doing something, girl. I put the books on the RV and I'm driving to Texas and people are doing the QR code and scanning it because we got the QR code on the poster board that was on the RV. And I get down to Texas and this man has his whole damn RV wrapped. Girl, I was so mad. Do you remember that? I was like, I got a big giant poster.
You called me. You're driving a house on wheels. And yes, I remember that call. I remember the social media tiles first. The first time we started working on your social media tiles when you were starting your platform, getting those all up and running. And what a vision, Shalotta. Look at where it's gone today. It's amazing how far you've come.
But I can't go there without you. And that's why, you know, I tell small businesses all the time, you've got to invest in that marketing. You've got to lay that foundation because there's no way in town that you're going to go. If you don't see my logo, you're not going to recognize who it is, what it is. And that is because you are responsible in helping me to design that. So you got to tell people how they can get in touch with you at Image360 Woodbury. Well, girl, give them the website and everything.
All right. We're at Image360Woodbury.com. And our phone number is 651-444-8111. And we design, produce, and install any type of signage, graphic, branding, you name it, that any business or organization would need.
Well, I just appreciate you. I love you. And thank you for coming on the show, girl. I'll let you go because I know you got a lot of work to do, but I appreciate it.
All right. Ditto, Shalotta. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy the playground over there. Don't hurt yourself.
I will. I'm going to try not to. They said that swing can hold 500 pounds. I'm about to put it to the test. Y'all stick around. There's more to come. He's working. He's coming up next. Steve Thompson is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. What you got on your show today, Steve?
Well, we got Doug. We're going to do computer stuff. If you're having problems with your hardware, software, whatever, we'll get into that with Doug between 3 and 4. And then after 4, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. A little warm weather today, but the ice fishing season is coming up very quickly. They're already on the ice up north, and we'll get into that. The big ice fishing show is underway in St. Paul this weekend, so everybody's really excited about that. Have you ever been ice fishing, Shalotta?
No, I don't play like that. I know Jesus. I don't want to meet him. And so I fish in a boat, on the water, on the dock. I'm not finna get in the truck and drive and sit in the house. I don't know ice like that. I don't want to tempt the Lord thy God, Steve. Have you been? I know you probably have.
Oh, yeah. especially when I was younger. Let's just say it was more of a social gathering out on the ice than it had anything to do with trying to catch fish. But I have been ice fishing, yes.
I'm going to leave that to the professionals. Now, did you know Chris Carter was in town today?
I did not know that. Where is Chris Carter?
He is over in Eagan at the Xfinity store. He's going to be doing, the Stuff to Slay, the charity toy drive that Comcast does with the Salvation Army and KSTP. So he's out there today, and folks were going by to, if I hadn't been at this place in Woodbury, I'd have been over there because I love me some Chris Carter. And so he's over there, and they're taking donations, unwrapped, unused toys. To donate to, children who don't have anything for Christmas. But isn't this something with Randy Moss, thinking about some of our veteran Vikings players, it's just really sad.
Yeah, and they haven't said what's going on. I don't know if you've heard otherwise, but it's been kind of a mystery illness, so everyone's concerned about Randy Moss. Anybody who saw Randy Moss play knows that, he's in that top 2-3 all time. I can't put him ahead of Jerry Rice as the all-time greatest, but he is right there in that conversation. For me, Jerry Rice is still number one, with all due respect to Randy Moss, but he sure was dominant.
He was, I'm telling you, he was one of the best that I've ever seen. I just hope and pray that, that he gets better, and sending a lot of love out to his family, his children, as well as, the rest of his family. And, he is a young man. He is a very young man. So he's got to, he is a, unique physical specimen. So his body probably functions better than our bodies on a bad day. So I'm sure with, all the tenacity and fight that he has, whatever it is through prayer and good doctors and a lot of fighting, he's going to come out on the other side of this thing. But, sometimes you just have to take a pause and work on whatever it is that's going on. Cause sometimes we just can't keep going at full speed. We just got to take a minute and fix the stuff and then get it together and then come back, new and better than ever. So what you do fun this week, Steve? Anything cool?
It was kind of a long week. I filled in for Henry, which is always a joy, on Monday and Friday night. Henry was in on drive time on Friday, so he was in 3 to 6, and then I took over last night. Worked with Lindsay last night. We had a lot of fun, and that was good. So really, it was a busy week. It was a lot of work. I did get out and do my first ball game of the year. I did boys hoops. Number one ranked Creighton-Durham Hall was hosting Burnsville. This Creighton-Durham Hall boys basketball team, they are loaded with talent. They are preseason number one, and they look every bit the part. They got a lot of good players. They've got 3 D1 players in their starting lineup. One's already committed to Notre Dame. A couple other guys haven't decided where they're going to go. And they've also got some good young players, sophomores and juniors. So they are loaded at Creighton-Durham Hall in St. Paul. So I saw that. That was probably the highlight of the week, to be able to get out and do a ball game.
Yeah. Now, were you out and about on that really cold day? Because it just came on us all of a sudden. We were single digits, negative with the wind chill, and then it was a 40-degree wind.
No, I went to work, spent about 10 seconds outside, left work, and ran into the house. I didn't spend much time outside. I will say, though, when that wind came up, I do remember I had to take the garbage barrels out, and I had to take one barrel out, that was the garbage. I had to come in and warm up, and then I had to take the recycling out. It was that cold. It was a wicked wind.
Hey, I thought, I'm sorry, we lost you. You were telling us about the wind and the trash cans. Steve, have you heard about this? Troopers were dealing with an unusual call about 1 o'clock on eastbound 94 near Portland Avenue in Minneapolis after drivers reportedly saw $100 bills flying across the highway. There's some kind of mysterious cash dump. You know I've been praying for the Lord to send me $10 million, and $100 bills are flying across the highway on 94 at Portland Avenue. I thought I was going home after this. I'm going on 94 at Portland Avenue to see if I can find me some $100 bills. What the heck?
What in the heck? Yeah, I don't know if I want to run around on the freeway dodging traffic even for that much money, but that's crazy.
That is bananas. They said that their drivers are stopping and they're trying to pick up the money. Some of it is landing on the highway. Folks are talking about it on social media. They said Santa's not in my neighborhood. Somebody says, look at this one. Says somebody says Elon Musk drive by giveaway. Another guy's claiming that he lost it. Please return the money to me ASAP.
Well, I'm wondering, did they rob a bank and then throw it out the window? I'm wondering.
Okay, you're going to have to solve this mystery on your show because that's coming up next. My show is over. I'm going to take my horse to Cottage Grove and hang out at my house and relax. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with me, and we'll see y'all again next week. Have a great weekend.